No, that's a story we'll bring you a little bit later on. I do apologise. Let's talk now about the Debenham Shed project, shall we? Because it's been just over a year since the Debenham Shed reopened after the COVID lockdown. And in that time, it's become an inspiration for similar projects around the region. The Debenham Shed encourages both men and women to share skills, tools and ideas, and to give people a space to connect and create. The site, made up from four shipping containers, has become a wonderful workshop space, and Guy Campbell's been along to speak to some of the people who use it, including Julia.
I came here because I wanted to meet more people from the village, get more involved in the community. Because I'm a cub leader and I thought I could get loads of ideas. I want to develop more crafts, I want to sell them, but I haven't got the facilities at home. And here they have all the facilities that I need and an amazing crowd of people.
I love the way that everybody helps each other out with different ideas. Amazing. That is amazing, isn't it?
I literally walked in last week and I said, I need somebody to do stained glass because I want to make a succulent out of glass pieces. So somebody said, I'm sure we'll know a man who can. And then somebody has asked somebody, and I've walked up here to borrow some kit from Alan, very kindly. And in the process, another man is here that I've never met, I still don't know his name, and he said, oh yeah, I'm a stained glass person. And I just think it's absolutely fantastic that I want to make some to sell for Christmas to raise some money for my scout group, and I've just met somebody who can help me do it.
So Chris has been working on a bench that he's done, and there's a set of metalwork hanging up here that he's painted all of the exterior bits of the bench, and done a deal with a company in Ipswich today to get a lot of hardwood to resurface it. And I've just been up to the Bowls Club here in Debenham, and they've got four benches up there that are deteriorating, and over the next year we'll renovate them for them.
Yeah. Well, it's nice, isn't it, because you are one of the few sheds where, you know, there are both men and women.
Yeah. It's lovely that some of the ladies are doing a lot of creative stuff with us, and we've done a couple of craft days with them. We've been using plant dyes on cloth, and they're going to hang some of those plant dyes next Monday, actually, on the end of the wall there. So
you can learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's lovely that the crafting team people have brought lots of their materials from home here, so they can actually have this as a base to work in, which is lovely.
You know, there's a lot of people around here who have problems in getting out because there's no transport, but if they can get their way here, we can possibly go and collect them if things are really bad.
Douglas Tatum was one of the main founders of the Debenham Shed and helps to raise funds for it. I mean, this has been such a success that it's now getting attention from other people who want to set up similar projects.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And you've got some people coming today, hopefully, just to have a little look around
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. So, and they want to know how they can adjust a container to suit their shed. Rather than talk to them by email, we said, come up and see us, and then we can talk you through it and what have you.
This is Douglas's old homework desk. So he's donated it to the shed. So I'm feeding the leather, and then I've given it a light clean, and I'm not going to do much else other than put a USB port in where there would have been an inkwell.
People come here for many different reasons. What do you get out of it?
Companionship of the chaps here. They're all wonderful. The ladies, the gentlemen, they're all really lovely, friendly, good conversation, a good laugh. It's companionship.
And what is that going into that big glass bottle?
That's rice and raisin from a year ago when I first met these chaps.
Rice and raisin, what, wine?
Yes, that's right. It's extremely strong. And we're going to use it for our Christmas get-together, aren't we, Douglas?
Yeah, we are.
I mean, it's got the colour of a sort of dark amber.
I've actually got a sample here for you to taste.
Well, I'm normally I'm allowed on this occasion if I have literally a sip.
It's like a golden whiskey type colour.
Goodness me, it tastes absolutely fantastic.
So I do sell the recipe if anybody wants it, but it's basically just rice and raisin. It's very useful for us all coming here like we do. I'm going through some sort of troubled times at the moment. I've lost two of my brothers, one at age 47, one at age 49. And it's been quite a trauma, really. So it's been quite upsetting for me. And these guys, like Douglas, you know, there's somebody to talk to when you come here. It's a godsend just coming up here on Friday just to meet these guys and just talk.
Rob, the official brewer at the Debenham Shed there, talking to our evening reporter Guy Campbell. And new members are always welcome.